And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober, Goober.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Bobby Funk, wanker.
Ooh, look at me, I make art house movies. Ooh, I've got scissors for hands. Willy Wonka, Johnny Wanker.
Gilbert Grape,
wanker.
Edward,
wanker.
Don Juan,
wanker.
Dead Man,
wanker.
Nick of Time,
wanker.
Donnie Brasco,
wanker.
The Brave,
wanker.
Fear and Loathing,
wanker.
Ninth Gate,
wanker.
Astronaut,
wanker.
Sleepy Hollow,
wanker.
Man Who Cried,
wanker.
Night Falls,
wanker.
Chocolat,
wanker.
Blow, wanker from hell, wanker. Caliphate,
wanker.
What's a butter,
wanker.
Secret winner,
wanker.
Neverland,
wanker.
Liberty,
wanker.
Sweetie Todd,
wanker.
Listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
You guru.
Yeah.
That was Bobby Funk. Falmouth, sweary punk rock excellence, I'm calling that, Tony.
Excellent.
They could stick that on their biog. Falmouth, sweary punk rock excellence. Paulie B, Punky Radio. There's a reason that I'm saying that will be later on in the show. Hello to Bobby Funk. We haven't played a track of them for a while, and they are really good, but I think we only got an EP off them. I'll see whether they've got any more stuff, because as you can tell, it's perfect for this show. What is Bobby Funk's Bandcamp page?
Bobbyfunk.bandcamp.com.
Zap. Tony 1, Paulie B and the internet 0. Now, I've got some additional material, Tony.
Excellent.
If you have a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type your email. Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke. And Poetry Corner if it's a poem. Now, Tony, you know how you have this Jen Glenn thing going on. You never know who it is who's got in touch.
You don't know who it is, no.
I do.
Oh.
Because Jen emails me.
Oh.
Well, it's actually, this is the first time. It's not like we're having some online illicit affair. Anyway, I got an email from Jen of Glen Jen fame. If you regular listeners to the show, you know that we hear from Glen Jen. We never know which one it is. It could be Glenn, could be Jen. Anyway, this is from Jen. And she got a joke for me, and I really laughed. Right, when I got this thing. It was a very short joke. Here you go. Are you ready?
Yep.
So, an ancient Greek walks into the tailor's with a pair of torn trousers. The tailor asks, you rip a D's? And they say, yeah, you mean a D's? I was laughing. You rip a D's? Yeah, I rip a D's.
Nice.
And then she's put, you're welcome, Jen. Pleasure, Jen. I'm not giving away the surname there for obvious reasons. Might get stalked for a jokey greatness. If you have a joke, please do email polybe@punkyradio.com. As I say, title the email, Comedy Suburbs. Right, I want to talk about Manchester Punk Festival, Tony, if I can.
Oh, it's that time of year, is it? No.
It's that time of year to start talking about.
Right, yes.
The Manchester Punk Festival happens every year. It's put on by TNS, that's not skanking. The people that originally brought us Revenge of the Psychotronic Man, and since then they brought us so many great bands, particularly ska punk bands, that all we can say is thank you. And once a year, in April, it's around, I think it's the 20th, 21st, 22nd, around then, they do a punk festival in Manchester with so many great bands on. And leading up to it, from about now, they release free to download or pay what you want to download compilations via Manchester Punk Festival. I think you just type in Manchester Punk Festival, don't you, and you'll find out about it.
Yeah.
So we're going to be playing four tracks on the free to download, but we prefer it if you pay a couple of quid, because all the money goes into the festival. So you can get this stuff for nothing, but it would be nicer if you paid a small amount of money just to help them out. So we're going to play two now, and then we'll play two in the second half of the show as well. Sound fair?
Sounds fair to me.
Right, so stay tuned for Not On Tour, who I'm telling you right now are the first Israeli punk band I think we've ever played.
Could be.
First up band, though, a band called Call Me Malcolm, a London ska punk five-piece, Tony.
Nice.
What is Call Me Malcolm's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/CallMeMalcolm.
Facebook.com/CallMeMalcolmBand.
Yeah.
Paulie Beans at one, Tony one, and this is quite a curiously titled, bear in mind they're called Call Me Malcolm. This is Nameless Friends.
Together, I got my friends kind of one, two, three, and yourself, nothing left to see there. Take a look at the sun, try it one more time. Nothing left to see there. Take a look at the sun. It's not that clear in my eyes. It's not that clear.
You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Guru.
Thank you.
That was Not On Tour and a track called Flip. They are, as I believe, the first Israeli punk band we've ever played. If I am wrong, Israeli punks, and you're listening, feel free to let me know. I'm always going to agree with you.
Yes, that is true.
Well, face to face. What is Not On Tour's Bandcamp page?
Notontour.bandcamp.com.
It is. Oh. Tony T, Paulie B, and his network. It's one of those names, innit? I think you have to be careful with when you call them Not On Tour. It's like the famous apocryphal tale about the bands that called themselves cancelled that no one ever went to see. So you have to be a bit careful. But I did also think the track before, Call Me Malcolm, and then Nameless Friends. Make your mind up. Do you want to be called Malcolm? You want to be nameless. So if you're called Malcolm, what about if all your friends are nameless? You're the only bloke with a name.
It's all very strange.
Anyway, I've let that go. Tony, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
No.
Okay, well, you've got to tell people to crack on.
Yeah, we've had no Facebook comments this week, which is weird because the past few weeks it's been getting steadily busy on that page. But yeah. if you're on Facebook, please pop along to the page. It's facebook.com/punkyradio or search punkyradio. Leave us a comment, give us a like, give us a cheeky follow. But just send us your comments. Do like to hear from you. You know, prove you're listening. Get in touch. Thank you.
Yes, because we like Facebook. Well, I say we like Facebook. Yeah. I sometimes absolutely despair of Facebook. I got poked today.
Did you?
I got poked. I've been poked for years. I was having a discussion with young Harry, the lodger, about poking, about Facebook poking. It's kind of when we all first got Facebook, the people in Britain found it really funny, didn't they? When you get a poke, you'd poke each other now, because our definition of poke could be slightly different to that in the States. And then it sort of went away, didn't it? It just stopped happening. There stopped being a poke button on pages and all that. It just went. But then I got poked today by a fake profile. Well, not a fake profile. I don't know. Anyway, it was one of these porno ones. I got a porno poke.
Right.
Yeah. Saying, hey, guy. And so I thought, who's that? I don't know that name. Clicked on the page and went, whoa.
Oh, dear.
I shan't be poking back, Tony. I was a little bit scared by some of the content.
When I started uni in the first few months of the induction stuff, we had to learn they had a Unix system based there. And one of the commands was finger. So you could finger people. And what finger meant was basically look up who they were. But that did make me grin.
How many people did you finger in those?
I fingered all of them. I was fingering all year.
No one was left unfingered.
Exactly.
You really had your hands full. All right, so in that case, what are we going to do instead?
So we have had a Podchaser review.
Right.
So we're going to do that.
Right, do you want to tell me about Podchaser first then?
Yes, Podchaser. So it's a... So obviously we're a podcast, we're an Apple podcast, but there is an alternative website which lists podcasts. It's just a website that shows you which podcasts are available and reviews them and what, you know, does charts. We found it relatively recently, so if you can give us a review on there, help us move up the rankings on the page. I think we're on the front page of the music, but we can always be higher. And they do make it does make a difference. We've got 7 reviews so far, and it's already helped. So if you can review us, please do. podchaser.com/punkyradio. You'll need to create yourself an account. It's all free, so it'll just take you a bit of time, but 5 minutes of your life, and that'll be it. Give us a review.
Right, so that means it needs a song, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
So we're going to do a cover version, change the lyrics. We'll do that. And we haven't rehearsed this, but we discussed it. We're going to try and harmonise.
Right.
With the old one and the new one with the different words. Are you ready?
Let's give it a go.
Right, I'll do 3, 2, 1. I'll count down, all right?
All right.
3, 2, 1.
Podchaser, fa-la-la-la-la. Podchaser, fa-la-la-la-la.
No, you did what I did.
Oh, did I? Ah.
Yeah, you didn't do the... Yeah, you... All right, look, you do that again, and I'll do the one, all right?
Well, so I need to go up on the second one, do I?
Well, you just do the same thing you did then, which is our original song, and I'll do the boil mix.
Ah, okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
pod chaser, fa la 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 la. Pod chaser, fa la 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 la.
There we go. Who knows if that works or not? Anyway, let's hear it.
Right, so yeah, so we had one new review. It's from Iron Mike.
Well, fancy that.
Of Crash Induction fame.
Yeah, excellent band.
Excellent band. And he says, a cracking mix of new and established bands from the punkier side of the street, interspersed with good-natured banter from hosts Paul and Tony, and the occasional dose of mild quirkiness.
Old tone.
I know. And it's one of the longest-running independent music podcasts around.
It is, and
it's a five-star review, so thank you very much, Mr. Iron Mike.
Thank you very much, Iron Mike. So that concludes. You ready for this?
Yeah.
That concludes.
Pod chaser, fa la 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 la. Pod chaser, fa la 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 la.
That's pathetic.
God damn it. See, they've been wanting it back now. They'll be leaving you Facebook comments. We don't have to do that ever again.
No. Yeah, you really do need to, otherwise you'll have us singing like that. Right, let's get another song by someone who can sing and a band that are good. A band called Bexatron, Tony.
Okay, cool.
Now, they are, we're describing, high-octane pop rock punk from that there London town.
Ooh.
What is Bexatron's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Bexatron.
Facebook.com/Bexatron Live. Oh. Paulie B Internet 2, Tony 2, and this is Dirty Disco.
Seven legs, but big brother.
You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Bexatron and Dirty Disco. Find out more about them, as I say, via facebook.com/Bexatron live. And thanks very much to the Bexatron management team for being so good in the email correspondence we had. Excellent people. Now, Tony, did you do anything last week?
Nothing especially interesting.
All right, let's hear about the horse then.
The horse. He now has a name. He's now no longer Manuel, the Spanish dressage horse, or Kitten Blood. He's Edward.
He just
Yeah.
God, you've named him after me.
There you go. That's an homage.
That's got. I bet she didn't think of that, did she?
I bet she didn't. I'm going to tell her that. It'll be Manuel
because
for the end of the day.
I spoke to a Spanish girl and was telling her about the horse, and she said, "No, you've got that the wrong way round. It's not Kitten Blood in Spanish. It would be Blood of Kitten. So it's Sangre de Catito." Which is what I'm calling it.
Fair
because
enough.
you might change your she might change her mind when she realises she's named your horse after me. Right, so how is the little fella?
Oh, he's all right. I went up at the weekend. I don't spend a lot of time there. I went up at the weekend. He shits himself a lot.
Really?
And I think it's especially, I don't know if, I mean, it's the first horse I've ever had any contact with, but if he's on his own, when Stiff brings him in from the field into the stables to put a saddle on him and stuff, he just shits himself. Scared of everything.
Kid and blood.
Kid and blood. Proper Kid and blood.
Sangre de catito.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Sangre de catito.
Oh, yeah, that's all I can see.
I did see the photograph of the alleged horse bonding you were doing, and I did think you were a little far apart from each other to really be bonding.
I was walking, and he was following me around.
Right.
I think when we get to the field, because we've got the electric fence, and
is that working now?
Yeah, it's working now.
Right.
We keep moving it to give him more grass, so he eats himself, he eats all the grass that he's allowed to eat or he can reach, so he waits for us to get there, so he follows me around until I move the fence so he can have some more grass.
Right,
this is my life. I used to be in a band, you know. But yeah, so he's moving electric fences so horses can eat grass, and then standing behind them as they shit themselves.
Right. Well, I've got a week that starts with poo.
Okay, good, good, good.
And kind of ends with it, sort of. So I finally got my downstairs toilet fixed on Friday, which I'm very pleased about. I now have two working toilets. It's transformed my life.
Mm.
It means I don't need to go upstairs every time I need a wee, which is nice. And that was done. The guy came round on Friday morning, 9 o'clock. I nearly missed him again. This time I managed to get him in the house, working, did a grand job. He'd gone by about 10:30. And then in the afternoon, I took round the Uber driver's management team on a walking tour of Nottingham, which was absolutely fantastic. And we had a great time.
Yeah?
It was really, really good fun. I've already had one extra review from them on TripAdvisor. If you are interested in doing the Nutty Nottingham walking tour, you're very welcome to. Just check out nuttynottingham.co.uk. And had a really good time. It was really good fun. Really enjoyed it. That's a lot of reallys. I now want to talk about Sunday.
Okay.
So Sunday was Dean Fest. Right, was Dean, the lead singer of Limousine, who we started calling Limo Dean many years ago. This will come back and make sense in a minute. And Dean, very sadly, and not unexpectedly, but very sadly, died of bowel cancer earlier this year. And they wanted to put on a thing so that everyone would know about this new album that they're going to bring out, a vinyl album called 20 Greatest Hits, which is named after one of the songs, which doesn't have 20 songs on it, but is a best of. And he'd always wanted to get their stuff on vinyl. This is the opportunity to do it. So they got everyone together, friends and family and all that. And I was invited down. And I walked in. It was a pub called the Albion on Hammersmith Road. And I got to Baron's Court and walked up there, found it pretty much straight away. Walked in about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I felt at first like I was walking into someone else's family party and sort of gate crashing it, because everybody knew everybody and there were clearly family there. But then I noticed there was a big cake at the back. It had the Limo Dean on it.
Nice.
I was pretty sure that we'd called him Limo Dean first, but I was sure that was the case.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's this other stuff dotted around about Limousine. I saw two of the guys out of the band, Johnny and Timmy, straight away. Hello to them. And they went, oh, hi. Oh, look, Dean's dad really wants to meet you. I went, really? Right. Okay. All right. So anyway, I get introduced to Dean's dad, and they gave everyone a drinks token on the way in, which was nice. So I had a pint of Landlord. He walks out and says, oh, Paul, this is Dean's dad. I went, hi there. He goes, it's so nice to meet you. Dean was always talking about your show. You were the favourite music show that he had, and he was always going on every time you played them. And it was all Dean. It turns out there was a much bigger relationship between me and Dean than I'd flattered myself that there was. So that was like, that felt really good. But then he said, actually, you're on the board. I went, what? And I looked around, and they've got this big board of quotes, right? And these quotes are from, I'll read a few out, right?
Mm.
So, spiritual descendants of the Cramps, Stooges and Ramones, Tom Robinson, BBC Six Music. Think Black Keys meets the Cramps via the Subways and Stooges, noiseaddiction.co.uk. Low down, dirty, sleazy rock and roll, alt sounds. And right at the top quote, everyone else can fuck off, Paul V. Edwards, Punky Radio. It was a top quote. So it made, because people are walking up to each other saying, so how did you know Dean? So how did you know Dean? So I just stood by the blackboard for a bit, and when people walked up, I said, so how did you know Dean? I just pointed on that fella. So they did. The band were on stage pretty much all afternoon, and they had guest vocalists getting up, including Dean's partner, who did an absolutely brilliant version of Siamese Twins, and various different vocalists getting up, one of whom I know through comedy, which is quite weird. He's also in a country band, who some of the guys in Limousine were also in a country band, and so they know him through that. Anyway, what a brilliant day. Absolutely brilliant. They gave everyone a copy of Limo Deluxe, which was the last album they brought out, which we never got, because I think Dean was always doing the publicity. And then when Dean wasn't there to do the publicity, they didn't really know about it. So they gave everyone a copy of that. And then everyone signed up to get a vinyl album as well, which is probably going to come out in February. And I'll tell you about that when it happens, because we're going to be sent a couple of copies to do a competition. We haven't done a competition for years.
That's been a while, yeah.
So we will have, early next year, two vinyl albums to give away. And they're going to be beautiful things, and they're going to be not signed or anything like that, but they're going to be really nice things to have. So I'm really excited about it. Thank you to everyone that went along. Thank you to everyone there for making me feel so welcome. And hello to Vicky, who I got talking to at the bar, because I walked up to her and said, so how do you know Dean? And she went, well, I didn't. And she manages a band, and one of the lead singer of that band was getting up and doing a few of Limousine songs with the band as well. That's why she was there. So I had quite a funny chat with her as well. So basically, it was brilliant. I had a great day, and thanks to everyone. And it's only right that even though we played a Limousine track last week, we should play one from the vaults now. Is that all right?
That's fine.
So hello and thank you to everyone that was there at Dean Fest. This is a song for you. Tony, what is Limousine's Facebook page? It still exists.
Facebook.com/Limousine Band.
It is. Tony 3, Paulie B on Internet 2, and this is the quite fitting Going to a Party. You're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Peppa's Limousine going to a party. What a great band. And I think they are going to keep doing stuff from time to time, and I hope they do, because they're absolutely superb. And I had a great time yesterday. Thanks to everyone for coming along. Tony, have you got... Oh, and we will be playing some of the, in inverted commas, new material when I can get it onto the laptop, because I've only got it in CD form at present. There's some great new songs. Right, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
In that case, it's time for...
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Imogen.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're on much safer ground with that song.
Yes, that's tried and tested, that one.
It is, yeah.
Yes, thanks for your gigs. If you have any gigs for me, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, who they're playing with, how much is it to watch them play. It is international, so let me know your gigs. A couple this week, a couple to get through. John from the Bleach Boys has been in touch.
Hello, John.
He's got a few gigs coming up, but the one that's pertinent to this week's gig guide is this Friday, the 16th. The Bleach Boys are playing at the Phoenix Bar in High Wycombe, and it's free.
Excellent.
So if you're in the High Wycombe area and you know where the Phoenix Bar is and you don't have any money on you, or you do have money on you, go along. Yeah, Bleach Boys, highly recommended. Big friends of the show.
And they've got some new songs.
Oh, have they?
And they're sending me the new songs very soon. And John also said that he'd found a copy of a video. Oh, have we got a video? at the Plinston Hall in Letchworth in 1987, a gig I was at when I was 17 years old, of them performing a song called Sooty and Sweet that I wanted them to do ever since, and they never have done.
Oh, yeah.
So I might try and get hold of that in some capacity or other as well. Anyway, that's that for now, and hello to everyone in the Beach Boys.
Yeah. There's some more coming up in December, so I'll read them out as they come up. But also, Sussex Saints be in touch.
Hello, Sussex Saints. Oh, I will just say as well, Tony, that because Dean in Limousine has died,
yes,
and the Bleach Boys original singer Simon has died, I wonder how many bands that have, these singers have died, that we've played on the show since the incarnation of the show, and whether we could get a special, there's a lot of maudlin special out of it.
I bet we could.
Just an idea.
Didn't we lose a few? Oh, I can't remember. No.
You can think about it during the show.
Yeah, there's something in the back of my mind, but anyway.
Alright.
So some gigs coming up. So at the Horn of Plenty in St Albans, next to the railway station. Milk Teeth, Fresh and Poltergeist. And that's this Thursday, the 15th.
Poltergeist.
8 p.m. £9 advance, £7 on the door. Very right. Punky night.
Excellent.
But also back at the Lewis Conn Club this Friday. Probably will make this Pogotwa. Demented Argo are playing
with King Kurt.
King Kurt.
What a show.
£18 that one. But yeah, two great bands at the Lewis Conn Club.
Every penny.
I mean, we've mentioned those recently, the past couple of weeks. That venue certainly got a lot of good bands coming through it.
Well, Lewis Conn Club is great. They've embraced psychobilly as well as punk. And the fact that Demented Argo are going, that'll be their second gig this year.
Wow.
At the Conn Club. So it's clearly doing all right. This time on, it's a double headline with King Kurt. I'm not sure who will go on first there.
No.
I really don't know who would go on first there. Maybe they'll toss for it, Tony.
Well, maybe. You know, let people watch. I don't know. But yeah, so there you go.
Argo and King Kurt, it won't be the kind of tossing you want to watch.
No.
There's another psychobilly gig, can I just say briefly, on Friday night. It's not one I'm going to say anything special about, but this Friday at the Hairy Dog in Derby, Guanabats.
Oh.
So Guanabats, who are on tour at the moment, I think they might have got a new album out. Yeah, they're on tour, so they're on Friday night up here, and down there is Demented Argo and King Kurt. So it's a real basic psychobilly is definitely happening this Friday around the country.
Blimey.
Cool. Yeah. All right. I might try and go. It depends when I get home.
Yeah.
But I'll see. I might try and go to that, because they are brilliant live, Guanabats.
Cool. Right. That's it, they're for gigs.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
How about that? Psychobilly freak out. All right. So we all play another song, didn't we? Yep. And I've got written down here this band. We played them before relatively recently. A band called Tommy and the Commies. Great name. And they're from Sudbury, Ontario, which is what that's the conversation we had before, because Sudbury was where the girls that started listening to this show when they were 15 and are now adults were from. And it's just perfect punk rock, Tony. It's like they've been lifted out of the late 70s and plonked here. It just sounds perfect. I love them. What is Tommy and the Commies Facebook page?
facebook.com/Tommy and the Commies.
facebook.com/Tommy's Commies, TommysComies, making it Paul of the Internet 3, Tony 3, and this is Sucking in Your 20s. Listening to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Tommy and the Commies, Sucking in Your 20s, and I've just realised I sent you that new bed. I haven't placed it this week, so we'll start it next week.
Okay.
That makes sense, doesn't it? So we have got a fantastic new bed. I don't know whether you listen to it, but we've got a fantastic new bed that's kind of lounge-tastic by a band called Lounge. I think it's Lounge Exotica or Lounge Exotica 3000, and we will be using them on a fortnightly basis from next week. So, and I did mean to start this week, but I'm too stupid.
Yeah, it buys us time. That's fine.
Yeah. Anyway, right now you're listening to Rich Morton sound on Eaters right now. Tony. Are you doing anything this week?
Nothing major planned. I fancy if we can try and fit it in, the trip to the cinema, but we've been meaning to go for about 2-3 weeks. But that horse has taken over our spare time somewhat. So probably
which
not.
Which film are you going to see?
We both kind of fancy watching the Bohemian Rhapsody that you've seen.
Yeah, right, because I never did the review of it, did I?
You didn't, no. No.
No. Well, since that, you know, Marv's been getting proper angry about it.
No.
You seen that? Oh, Marv's been going mental on Facebook about it. And hello to Marv. There are loads of historical inaccuracies in the film. It's not a straightforward biopic. It's not a history of Queen. It's not a documentary on Freddie Mercury. It's a good, fun film. So they muck about with stuff to fit in with the storyline in the film. So there's songs that came out 3 years before, but the making comes out now to fit in. There's something about, oh, so-and-so got this illness before that happened, and this isn't right, and that's not right, and he didn't meet him like that, and it's not like that. And I'm going, oh, who cares? It just doesn't matter. It's like, I think it's quite good. I wouldn't go beyond that. A lot of people are loving it. And a lot of people who are massive Queen fans are getting annoyed about this or that. But you know what? They play most of the Queen songs that I like in the film. It's quite a good story. There's some funny bits in it. I think you'll quite like it. I don't think you'll walk out, because you're not a huge Queen fan.
No.
I don't think you'll walk out of there thinking it was the best thing ever or being angry about it. I think you'll walk out of it like I did, which is, yeah, it's quite good.
It's inoffensive fluff.
It's inoffensive to us.
Yeah, okay.
But there are topics in it that certainly at the time would have been found offensive. But anyway, hey,
Okay.
It's quite good fun.
Yeah.
And I quite like it. There's a bit, I was hoping they'd have another one, Bites the Dust, in it. And there's a bit when one of them, when the bass player goes, yeah, I've thought of this bass line. And it's really good. It's a really good, it's my favourite bit in the film, probably. A very, very understated bit. So, yeah, I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
I think it'll be a laugh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Don't matter what I'm doing this week, really. I've got my last Nutty Nottingham tour of the year, or proposed anyway, as in public one, is this Saturday at 2:30. And you can there's a ticket link on the website, nuttynottingham.co.uk, and it'll be lovely to see some of you there. I'll tell you one person who is coming on it.
Okay.
Paul Boyle, the other Paulie B, the man whose missus did the Facebook jingle.
Frankie Boyle.
He's bought a ticket, Frankie Boyle. So yeah, he's going to come along. So if you're not doing anything Saturday afternoon, Tony, come down as well. That's an idea. 2:30, mate.
2:30 Saturday afternoon. Maybe.
2:30. See if you can meet the other Paulie B. You can meet Paul, the other one.
Oh, that's yeah. No, could do.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, it'd be great. It'd be great if you came in.
Might do that.
And if you bring Steph round, I can tease her about her horse being named after me.
Nah, she'll be on horse duty.
I knew she liked
it. Almost
me.
Guaranteed.
All right, so that's my plan this week. All right, okay. Shall we play another couple of songs from Manchester Punk Festival's latest download?
Sure.
Right, let's do that. So, as I say, you type in Manchester Punk Festival to the net, you should be able to find this. Or what's the TNS website? Is it TNS?
Is it TNS Record? I think it's tnsrecords.co.uk.
Again, if you type in TNS Records to Google, you will find it. And there will be, well, there's a number of free to download things on there now, but this is the latest one. But as I say, it's free, but you can pay a bit. So if you can spare a quid or a buck or a few pesetas, whatever it is, I don't know, zloty, do, because it helps to pay for the festival. So that's it. So the two songs we're going to play, stay tuned for Tim Loud, who we have played before. First up, a band called Screech Bats that we haven't played before.
Okay.
I'm describing this, Tony, as London catchy as fuck punk rock. I think you're going to like this, Tony. What is Screech Bats' SoundCloud page?
SoundCloud.com/ScreechBats?
SoundCloud.com/Screech-Bats or Screech-Bats, which makes it pulling the internet four, Tony 3, and this is Clammy.
Assist.
you're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Tim Loud and a track called Hate. Tim Loud is a Leeds one-man alternative army. And he does do stuff with other bands as well. He did something with Revenge of Psychotronic Man, didn't he? It was one of the last things they did was with him. And yeah, he's recording all the time and he's appearing at Manchester Punk Festival next year. What is Tim Loud's Bandcamp page?
timloud.bandcamp.com?
It is. Tony 4, Paulie B, and there's Net 4. This is finely poised. Right then, so there was something I was going to say. Oh, if you heard a couple of buzzes in the last bit, it's because I've won an ottoman.
Oh,
that's exciting, isn't it? On eBay, I needed a storage box that you could sit on to put a duvet and stuff in for my new downstairs room as a fourth bedroom, and I didn't have one, so I won an ottoman for £5.
Excellent.
I don't know how many ottomans I'd have to win before I could legitimately say I had an empire, but I'm thinking about getting one for each room so I can say that my house is an ottoman empire.
Do it.
I'm sad like that, Tony.
Little things, isn't it?
Yeah. Have you got a twat?
I do.
Magic. Hey, does that mean we can hear the song?
That's right.
Let's hear it. I don't know why people don't love that.
Well, we've only had one so far that hasn't liked it. Whereas Facebook seems to get a lot more abuse. So maybe, I don't know.
Yeah,
let us know what you think.
That's the thing, isn't it? It gets abuse, but they'd miss it if it had gone.
Yeah, they don't tune out, do they?
No.
That's right. Thanks for your twat nominations. If you do have a twat for me, don't forget, do email me tony@punkyradio.com, or I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. All twats seed with thanks. Every twat responded to, can't do the feature without you, or play the theme tune. So email your twats.
And we
now
do like the theme tune.
We do.
Yeah.
Nez Coy has been in touch.
Hello, Nez.
Yeah. And he says, hi Tony, this is not strictly a twatting, and is not what he has done or what he is going to do.
Oh dear.
I would like to nominate Jair Bolsonaro,
right,
as a twat in waiting. The Ooh. New far-right leader of Brazil will allow destruction of the rainforest. He will evict many indigenous people from their native homes, and he will imprison, torture, and kill those who stand in his way. So while he has already done enough to be twatted, I am saying Jair Bolsonaro from Brazil is going to be a twat. We can, of course.
I think, Tony, that we should start a campaign, all right, that we should get the people in Brazil marching with banners, and I want to call the campaign Hoop.
Hoop?
Yeah, hands off our pygmies.
Nice.
Leave them in the woods.
He goes on to say, we can, of course, twat him for merging the ministries of agriculture and the environment in readiness for his henchmen and American backers to bulldoze it down. Or the best, Nez. He's a cheery chappy.
He has his moments.
Yes, but he's probably not wrong.
No, this is completely wrong. I mean, the rise of the right is happening in Europe right now. I read a very interesting article, Tony.
Did you?
About the populist rise of the right in Europe and how it hasn't happened here because of Brexit.
Right.
So be careful what you wish for, Europeans. As long as you stay in that rich man's club where everybody suffers, you see a populist rise of the right. Whereas here, after Brexit, the right collapsed.
Did they?
Yeah. There's no UKIP anymore.
Well, the main parties, a lot of the populist politicians have swung a bit to the right, don't you reckon?
No, because what's happened is that this article was interesting, actually. That is, we've gone back almost exclusively to a two-party system. Mm. Whereas we had other parties involved in it, it's now very much Labour v Tories with different points of view. And the populist other parties in the UK have lost a lot of support.
Yeah, it has focused somewhat.
Yeah. So I'm not saying that's a good thing or bad thing for us, but certainly there's a rise of the right. You look at the second party in a number of countries. The second party in France are a right-wing party, the French National Front, Front National. In Italy, in Hungary, they've got a populist right-wing leader. It's happening in Poland. It's all basically, I don't think Europe's looking very good at the moment.
Mm.
All right, but I agree with this.
Okay.
So let's go for it.
So, for not for what he has done, for what he's going to do, Jair Bolsonaro from Brazil is a twat.
I'd get your horse on him.
Oh, well, he's not off. Is he that bad?
Your horse would learn him. Going to do a big poo. See what that does for the environment.
Poo all around him.
Well, he could, but in doing so, he would help to reinvigorate the rainforest.
There you go.
What are you going to do about the rainforest? anyway, let's hear the song. I think that's wonderful.
I think it's good.
One last track this week, and we're saving one of my favourite bands till last. Centurion Sect, haven't played them in a while. They've got a newish album now called Big Red Button. Whitstable Garage Punk Madness, that's how I'm describing these guys. We had a sweary start, we're having an even swearier finish, Tony. What is Centurion Sect's Facebook page?
facebook.com/Centurion Sect.
It is! Tony 5, Paulie the Internet 4. It's another victory for you, Tony, and this is Tourette's.
An afternoon tea at the Woolsey is often noted. My verbal manners are straight from Debrett's. But when the sun goes down, I draw many a frown. In the pub, my language is straight from Tourette's. Biscuits on my tits. In the day, my discourse is eloquent and serene. So much so, it often lunch with a queen. But one of our gigs, the old dear, threw off her wig and shouted, "Oi, Barley Wolf, say something you've seen!" Hustle, country, fuck, fuck, fucker. Hustle, country, fuck, fuck, fucker. Hustle, country, fuck, fuck, fucking, fucking biscuits. Biscuits, biscuits, biscuits on my tits. You fucker, you dirty little fucker. Biscuits on my tits. Tit wank, tit wank, tit wank, tit wank. Biscuits, biscuits, biscuits. Biscuits on my tits. For biscuits on my tits. Our biscuits on my tits. Our biscuits on my tits.
That's about the size of it for this week. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much in particular to everyone at Dean Fest and Dean's brilliant family and the band for basically putting on such a brilliant celebration of the man's life, and it was a great thing. Tony, maybe you could mention the internet stations that carry the show.
Yeah, we're on Padunk, Padunk Radio, PODUNK Radio.com, Andrew and Radio Andrew. That's Radio Andrew, that's ANDRA, and it's .se.
And I might see one or two of you on my Nottingham walking tour this Saturday. Who knows? That's about the size of it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I pooed. I pooed.
Bunch of guns.